For over a century, I have lived in secret, hiding in the shadows, alone in the world. Until now, I am a vampire. And this is my story.
Night. A 4x4 sweeps down a road flanked by trees.
An hour's drive to hear that crap. You know, it wasn't even a band, a guy with a guitar. An hour each way.
He wasn't that bad.
He sounded like James Blunt.
Oh, what's wrong with that?
We already have a James Blunt. One's all we need.
So why did you come?
Because I love you.
Nicely done.
The attractive 20-something couple share a smile. They enter a thick cloud of fog.
What's with all the fog?
It'll clear in a sec.
Watch out!
They plow into a figure in the road. He slams against the windscreen and spins violently through the air. They screech to a halt.
Are you okay?
We just hit someone. Oh my god!
Call for help.
The guy gets out from behind the wheel and trots over to the crumpled figure. His girlfriend uses her mobile. The guy checks the pulse of the injured party, who's wearing a large ring. The figure springs up and in a flash sinks his fangs into the guy's neck. Trembling, the blonde girlfriend climbs out of the vehicle.
There's no signal! Darren! Darren!
Darren's body falls from the sky, landing on the bonnet behind her. She spins round, screams, and starts to run. Something unseen plucks her from the road and she's hauled skyward with her legs thrashing beneath her. Yellow letters on a black background. The Vampire Diaries. A guy stands on the roof of a large house, watching the sun come up.
I know the risk, but I had no choice. I have to know her.
He floats down.
Dear Diary, today will be different. It has to be. I will smile. And it will be believable. My smile will say, I'm fine, thank you. Yes, I feel much better. I will no longer be the sad little girl who lost her parents. I will start fresh, be someone new.
She studies her reflection.
It's the only way I'll make it through.
Beautiful, willowy Elena goes to her kitchen.
Toast, I can make toast.
It's all about the coffee, Aunt Jenna.
Is there coffee?
Your first day of school, and I'm totally unprepared. Lunch money?
Okay.
Anything else? A number two pencil? What am I missing?
Did you have a big presentation today?
I'm meeting with my thesis advisor at now. Crap.
Then go. We'll be fine.
Chestnut-haired Jenna hurries off. Elena turns to her brother.
You okay?
Don't start.
Handsome, fresh-faced Jeremy walks away, sipping coffee as he goes. Slighted, Elena frowns and her shoulders sag. Behind her, the TV is tuned into the news. Photos of the murdered couple from the 4x4, Darren and Brooke, appear on screen. Elena rides in her friend Bonnie Bennett's light blue Prius.
So, Rams is telling me I'm psychic. Our ancestors were from Salem, witches and all that. I know, crazy, but she's going on and on about it, and I'm like, put this woman in a home already. But then I started thinking, I predicted Obama, and I predicted Heath Ledger, and I still think Florida will break off and turn into little resort islands. Elena, back in the car.
I did it again, didn't I? I'm sorry, Bonnie. You were telling me that I'm psychic now.
Right, okay, then predict something about me.
I see.
Something hits the windshield, and they swerve to a stop.
What was that? Oh my god. Elena, are you okay?
It's okay. I'm fine. It was like a bird or something. It came out of nowhere. Really, I can't be freaked out by cars for the rest of my life.
Bonnie regards her soberly.
I predict this year is going to be kick-ass. And I predict all the sad and dark times are over and you are going to be beyond happy.
Elena cracks a perfect white-toothed smile. Attractive African-American Bonnie smiles warmly and pulls away from the curb. A crow perches on a street sign, Laurel Avenue, town of Mystic Falls. Students mill about on the grass outside Mystic Falls High School. A guy with dark cropped hair strides across campus, wearing a black leather jacket and shades. Bonnie and Eleanor walk along a school corridor.
Major lack of male real estate. Look at the shower curtain on Kelly Beach. She looks a hot. Can you still say tranny, miss?
No, that's over.
Find a man, coin a phrase. It's a busy year.
Bonnie catches sight of a sandy-haired guy in a sports jacket, Matt Donovan, staring at Elena from a nearby locker. Elena turns and waves, but he slams his locker shut and stomps off.
He hates me.
That's not hate. That's you dumped me, but I'm too cool to show it. But secretly, I'm listening to Air Supply's greatest hits.
Elena! Oh my God! How are you?
Oh, it's so good to see you.
How is she? Is she good?
Caroline, I'm right here.
And I'm fine. Thank you.
Really?
Yes. Much better.
Oh, you poor thing.
Okay, Caroline.
Caroline stops hugging her.
Okay, see you guys later.
Okay. Bye.
To Bonnie.
No comment.
Okay. I'm not gonna say anything.
Jeremy.
Take more than two in a 6-hour window. Hey, Vic. I knew I'd find you here with the crackheads.
Hey, Pete Wentz called. He wants his nail polish back.
Pete Wentz, huh? I'll just go TRL of you. Carson Daly fan?
Oh, Ty. Be nice. Be nice. That's Elena's little brother.
I know who he is. Still kick his ass.
Vicky and Ty smooch. Bonnie and Elena spot the guy in the leather jacket.
Hold up. Who's this?
All I see is back. It's a hot back.
Your records are incomplete.
You're missing immunization records, and we do insist on transcripts.
He removes his shades.
Please look again.
He stares coolly.
I'm sure everything you need is there.
The woman at the admissions desk meets his steely gaze, then looks at the form as if hypnotized.
Well, you're right. So it is.
I'm sensing Seattle. And he plays the guitar.
You're really gonna run this whole psychic thing into the ground, huh?
Pretty much.
Jeremy, good batch, man.
Jeremy enters the men's room.
I'll be right back.
Please be hot.
Elena finds Jeremy applying eye drops.
Whoa. That's down, chick.
Great. It's the first day of school and you're stoned.
No, I'm not.
Where is it? Is it on you?
Stop, all right? You need to chill yourself, all right?
Chill myself? What is that, stoner talk? Dude, you are so cool.
Look, stop! I don't have anything on me. Are you crazy?
You haven't seen crazy, Jeremy. I gave you a summer pass, but I am done watching you destroy yourself. No. You know what? Go ahead. Keep it up. But just know that I'm going to be there to ruin your buzz every time. You got it?
Jeremy frowns as a guy steps out of a cubicle behind them and leaves. Elena sighs.
Jeremy, I know who you are. And it's not this person. So don't be this person.
I don't need this.
He barges past her out of the men's room. Bonnie stares at the new guy. He turns round.
Thank you.
He walks away from the admissions desk and out past Bonnie into the corridor. Her eyes follow him in a dreamy daze, and she starts after him. Golden-haired Caroline observes him with a wry, appreciative smile. A frustrated-looking Elena walks briskly out of the men's room and collides with him.
Pardon me.
He's strong-featured with chiseled good looks.
Is this the men's room?
Yes, I was just... It's a long story.
He smiles, then steps aside for her, but she steps the same way. Awkwardly, they do the same again. He lets her pass.
Thank you.
She glances back at him as she goes. Later, she sits at a desk in class.
Once our home state of Virginia joined Confederacy in 1861, it created a tremendous amount of tension within the state. People in Virginia's Northwest region had different ideas from those of the traditional Deep South.
Her sandy-haired ex, Matt, stares at her dolefully from the back of the class. She tries to ignore him, then sneaks a peek at the attractive new guy, Stefan. Stefan catches her looking, and she averts her eyes with a little smirk. He gazes at her from his desk. Elena smiles to herself. Matt sees this exchange and frowns hard. He glances over at Bonnie, who's surreptitiously thumbing her mobile phone. Matt cranes his neck. Elena receives Bonnie's text message. It reads, "Hort E staring at you." Elena smiles proudly and lifts her chin.
Do you know where your heart is?
Elena strolls along a street by herself. She turns through a gate. A sign reads, "Mystic Falls Cemetery, established 1792. She turns sharply on hearing the squawk, then continues. She sits in the quiet, sun-dappled graveyard writing.
Dear Diary, I made it through the day. I must have said, I'm fine, thanks, at least 37 times. And I didn't mean it once. But no one noticed.
She gazes at her parents' headstone, in memory of Grayson Gilbert and Miranda Summers Gilbert, loving parents.
When someone asks, how are you? They really don't want an answer.
A crow lands on the headstone. She looks up from her diary.
Okay. Hi, bird. It's not creepy or anything.
An inexplicable fog has crept up beside her. She looks around to see it encroaching from all angles and rising to fill the air around her. She leaps to her feet.
Shoot! So I saw it.
She turns. The crow now perches stubbornly on another gravestone. Elena keeps her eyes fixed on the deathly black bird and gingerly picks up her shoulder bag. She starts briskly away and the bird takes flight. Elena breaks into a run. A dark figure watches from behind a gravestone. Elena glances back and the figure disappears from view. She starts to run. Descending a slope, Elena trips over. She stumbles to her feet and turns to see Stefan.
Okay?
She catches her breath and nods.
Were you following me?
No, I saw you fall.
Uh-huh, and you just happened to be hanging out in a cemetery.
I'm visiting, I've family here.
Oh. Wow, tactless. I'm sorry. It's a fog. It's making me foggy. And then back there was this bird, and it was all very Hitchcock for a second. That is the bird movie, right? The Hitchcock. I'm Elena.
I'm Stefan.
I know. We have history together.
In English and French.
She looks surprised.
Right.
He reaches out and takes a bit of leaf from her long, straight, dark brown hair.
Thanks.
He smiles and Elena smiles back. She looks down at his hands and shrugs a shoulder.
Nice ring.
Oh, it's a family ring. Yeah. Kind of stuck with it. It's weird, huh?
No, it's just, there are rings and there's that.
It's large and distinctive, like the one worn by the vampire who killed Darren and Brooke. Stefan frowns suddenly and lowers his eyes.
Did you hurt yourself?
Hmm?
Did you hurt yourself?
Oh, I don't know.
She rolls up one leg of her jeans to reveal a bloody gash on her left calf.
Oh, wow, so look at that. That is not pretty.
He looks away.
Are you okay?
He nods.
You should go. Take care of that.
Really, it's nothing.
Stefan has grown little fangs. Elena looks up. He's vanished.
I lost control today. Everything I've kept buried inside came rushing to the surface.
It's night. Stefan is writing his diary. He sits alone at a cluttered desk at home.
I'm simply not able to resist her.
Elena's green diary lies on the desk. In a bar restaurant.
Hey.
Working.
Vicky sashays away from Jeremy to deliver food to Tyler, who's sitting with Matt.
Thanks, Vic.
Do you need another refill?
I love one.
Vicky breezes off. Matt leans forward.
Please tell me you're not hooking up with my sister.
I'm not hooking up with your sister.
You're such a dick.
Hey, what's your deal? Summer you act one way and then school starts and you can't be bothered.
Look, Jeremy, I really appreciate all the pharmaceuticals, but you can't keep following me around like a lost puppy.
When's the last time you had sex with a puppy?
Hey, keep it down. I don't want to tell the whole world I deflowered Elena's kid brother.
And deflowered.
We hooked up a few times in a drug haze. It's over. You gotta back off before you ruin things between me and Tyler.
Come on, the guy's a total douche. He only wants you for your ass.
Yeah? What do you want me for?
Caroline enters with Bonnie.
His name is Stefan Salvatore. He lives with his uncle up at the old Salvatore boarding house. He hasn't lived here since he was a kid. Military family, so they moved around a lot. He's a Gemini, and his favorite color is blue.
You got all of that in one day.
Oh, please, I got all that between third and fourth period. We're planning a June wedding.
Elena's dolled up to go out.
I'm meeting Bonnie at the Grove.
Okay, have fun. Wait, I got this. Don't stay out late. It's a school night.
Well done, Aunt Jenna.
Elena opens the front door and her face registers shock.
Oh. Sorry, I was about to knock. I wanted to apologize for my disappearing act earlier. I know it was strange.
No worries. I get it. Blood makes you squeamish.
Something like that. How's your leg?
Oh, it's fine. Just a scratch, barely. How did you know where I lived?
It's a small town. I asked the first person I saw.
He produces her diary from a pocket.
I thought you might want this back.
I must have dropped it. Thank you.
Don't worry, I didn't read it.
No? Why not? Most people would have.
Well, I wouldn't want anyone to read mine.
You keep a journal?
Yeah, if I don't write it down, I forget it. Memories are too important.
Their eyes are locked.
Yeah.
She falters.
I'm just gonna, you don't have to stay out there.
He reluctantly moves one step closer to the threshold and his eyes scan the door jamb.
I'm fine.
He rests a hand on either side of the doorway and looks at the floor. She peers at him with a curious smile.
Sorry, were you going somewhere?
Yeah, I'm meeting a friend. Do you want to come?
He smiles. At the Mystic Grill.
How's Elena doing?
Her mom and dad died. How do you think? She's putting on a good face, but it's only been 4 months.
She said anything about me?
Oh, no. So not getting in the middle. You pick up the phone and call her.
I feel weird calling her. She broke up with me.
Give it more time, Matt.
Bonnie is sitting with Matt at his table. She looks past him and he turns his head to follow her gaze. In walks Elena with Stefan. Tyler and Caroline glance over at them. Matt looks crestfallen.
More time, huh?
Matt rises from his seat at the table and goes over to them. He looks at Stefan.
Hey, I'm Matt. Nice to meet you.
Hi, Stefan.
Matt looks at Elena.
Hey.
Hey.
So, you were born in Mystic Falls?
Mm-hmm. And moved when I was still young.
Parents?
My parents passed away.
Bonnie watches closely as Stefan looks at Elena.
I'm sorry. Any siblings?
None that I talk to. I live with my uncle.
So Stefan, if you're new, then you don't know about the party tomorrow. It's a back to school thing at the Falls.
Are you going?
Of course she is.
Elena gives Bonnie a knowing smile, then looks at Stefan and shrugs coyly. Stefan pulls a t-shirt on in his room. A ruggedly handsome older man, Zach, waltzes in holding a newspaper.
You promised.
Stefan snatches the paper and reads a headline, Bodies Found Mutilated by Animal.
This was an animal attack.
Don't give me that. I know the game. You tear them up enough, they always suspect an animal attack. You said you had it under control.
And I do.
Stefan turns away.
Please, Uncle Stefan. Mystic Falls is a different place now. It's been quiet for years, but there are people who still remember. And you being here, it's just gonna stir things up.
It's not my intention.
Then what is? Why did you come back? After all this time, why now?
I don't have to explain myself.
I know that you can't change what you are, but you don't belong here anymore.
Where do I belong?
I can't tell you what to do. But coming back here was a mistake.
Zach storms out. Stefan opens a wooden unit to reveal countless stacked leather-bound diaries filling its interior. He takes a fat book from amongst them and opens it. It contains an old black-and-white photograph of a young woman, the spitting image of Elena. There's a name printed on the cardboard frame enclosing the image. Catherine, 1864. His brow pinched, Stefan looks up from the photograph pensively and closes his eyes.
The Battle of Willow Creek took place right at the end of the war in our very own Mystic Falls. How many casualties resulted in this battle? Miss Bennett?
A lot. I'm not sure, but like a whole lot.
Cute becomes dumb in an instant, Miss Bennett. Mr. Donovan, would you like to take this opportunity to overcome your embedded jock stereotype?
It's okay, Mr. Tanner. I'm cool with it.
Elena, surely you can enlighten us about one of the town's most significantly historical events?
I'm sorry, I don't know.
I was willing to be lenient last year for obvious reasons, Elena. But the personal excuses ended with summer break.
There were 346 casualties, unless you're counting the local civilians.
That's correct. Mr.
Salvatore.
Salvatore. Any relation to the original settlers here at Mystic Falls?
Distant.
Well, very good. Except, of course, there were no civilian casualties in this battle.
Actually, there were 27, sir. Confederate soldiers, they fired on a church, believing it to be housing weapons, and they were wrong. It's a night of great loss. The Founders' archives are stored in Civil Hall if you'd like to brush up on your facts. Mr. Tanner.
Elena grins incredulously. Mr. Tanner awkwardly fingers a book at the front of class, then smiles at Stefan, who is deadly serious. Night. A waterfall spills down into a calm river below tree-covered hills. A party is in full swing. Stefan strolls up and looks around at the teenagers, who chat and drink beer. Watching the world so small and low. He bows his head and listens attentively.
We never hooked up.
A couple kiss.
If people look up to you, I have to
say,
just admit it, Elena.
Oh, okay, so he's a little pretty.
He has that romance novel stare.
Stuffing deep into her eyes. Piercing her very soul.
Hey, you made it.
I did.
Well, let's get you a drink.
Well,
I'm... Oh, come on.
So where is he?
I don't know. You tell me, you're the psychic one.
Right, I forgot.
Okay, so give me a sec. Graham says I have to concentrate.
Wait, you need a crystal ball.
A beer bottle.
Hello.
Elena holds it out. Bonnie puts a hand around Elena's. Bonnie's eyes widen suddenly, and she snatches her hand back.
What?
That was weird. When I touched you, I saw a crow.
What?
A crow? It was fog. Man.
I'm drunk. It's the drinking. It's nothing psychic about it.
Elena gulps.
Yeah? Okay, I'm gonna get a refill.
Bonnie goes.
Okay. Bonnie!
Elena turns to see Stefan.
Hi.
Hi.
I did it again, didn't I?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Her smile fades.
You're upset about something.
Oh, no, it's Bonnie. She's... You know what? Never mind. You're here.
I'm here.
Elena beams at Stefan. Elsewhere amidst the gathering, Tyler takes Vicky's hand and leads her away through the crowd. Nursing a beer, Jeremy watches them go. As people drift into a dream world. Elena and Stefan walk together.
You know, you're kind of the talk of the town.
Am I?
Mm-hmm. Mysterious new guy. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you have the mysterious thing going, too. Twinged in sadness.
She frowns.
What makes you think that I'm sad?
Well, we did meet in a graveyard.
Right. Well, no, technically we met in the men's room. You don't want to know. It's not exactly party chit-chat.
Well, I've never really been very good at chit-chat.
They stroll across a footbridge.
Last spring, my parents' car drove off of a bridge into the lake, and I was in the back seat and I survived, but they didn't.
She stares ahead.
So that's my story.
Stefan stops walking. Elena notices and turns to face him. She gives him a searching look. He narrows his eyes earnestly.
You won't be sad forever, Elena.
She takes a deep breath and nods. In the woods, kissing against a tree.
No, Ty, I'm not having sex against a tree.
Oh, come on, be
for who? No, it's not gonna happen. It's not gonna happen. Not that you're not like this. No. I said no. I said no! Ow! That hurt.
Hey, leave her alone!
Jeremy.
You know, you're starting to get on my nerves, Gilbert.
Go, Tyler! Get the hell away from me!
Wow. Vicky Donovan says no. That's a first.
Tyler walks away.
I didn't need your help.
It seems like you did.
He was just drunk.
I'm drunk. Am I throwing myself at you?
No, you're worse. You want to talk to me, get to know me, see into my soul until you're done with me.
Is that what you think?
That's what I know.
She stomps off. Jeremy stares dolefully after her. Elena and Stefan stand on the footbridge over the river.
I like Bonnie. She seems like a good friend.
Best friend in the world.
And Matt can't seem to take his eyes off of us.
Matt's that friend since childhood that you start dating because you owe it to yourselves to see if you can be more.
Stefan nods.
And
then my parents die. And everything changes. Anyway, Matt and I, together, we just... I don't know, it wasn't...
passionate.
She looks Stefan in the eye.
No.
He gazes at her.
No, it wasn't passionate.
Veins appear fleetingly beneath Stefan's eyes.
Hey, are you okay? Your eye, it's just, it's...
Oh, yeah, no, it's nothing. Are you thirsty? I'm gonna get us a drink.
He grabs a paper cup from her and marches off. Elena gawps. Vicky walks alone through the darkened woods. She's slender with elegant features, long hair and full pouty lips. A grey fog rolls out over the ground behind her. She ambles to a standstill with a nervous expression and turns round.
Jeremy? Is that you?
The fog spills forth, enveloping Vicky's feet. Vicky stares back the way she came, then turns and takes a few steps forward. A figure appears behind her. She spins round, but the figure has gone.
Jeremy?
The figure is behind her again. She turns. Having returned to the main party, Elena stands by herself, sadly casting her eyes about for Stefan. Matt approaches.
Looking for someone?
She looks disappointed.
Hey.
Stefan steps out from the darkened woods and sees them together.
When you broke up with me, you said it was because you needed some time alone. You don't look so alone to me.
Matt, you don't understand. It's...
That's okay, Elena. You do what you have to do. I just want to let you know that I still believe in us. And I'm not giving up on you.
He takes a step back and walks away.
Matt.
Stefan starts for Elena, but Caroline steps into his path.
Hey, there you are. Have you been down to the falls yet? Because they are really cool at night. You know, I can show you if you want.
I think you've had too much to drink.
Well, of course I have. So.
Caroline. You and me, it's not going to happen. I'm sorry.
Dumbfounded, Caroline stares ahead, her smile lingering as Stefan moves away. He approaches a grinning Elena.
I was wondering who abducted you, but now I know.
Is she like that with the Folly guys?
No. You're fresh meat. She'll back off eventually.
God, you gotta be kidding me.
What is it?
My brother.
Drunk one?
That would be the one. Excuse me.
Need some help?
Trust me, you're not going to want to witness this. Jeremy! Jeremy! Jeremy, where the hell are you going?
I don't want to hear it.
He trips over Vicky's body.
Vicky? No. Oh my God, it's Vicky.
Oh my God.
No.
Her neck is bloody. They carry her back.
Somebody help! Vicky, what the hell?
Tyler.
What happened? Bonnie, call an ambulance! Everybody back up, give her some space!
It's her neck, something better, she's losing a lot of blood, it's bad!
What's on her neck? Vicky, come on, open your eyes, look at me.
Jeremy lays Vicky down on a picnic bench. Matt stands over her. He spots a heavy-browed Stefan staring. Stefan retreats through the crowd and is gone. Seemingly suspicious of Stefan, Matt pauses, then continues tending to Vicky. Stefan races home to find Zach writing at a desk in the drawing room.
What's going on?
Someone else was attacked tonight, Zach, and it wasn't me.
Stefan tears up the stairs to his large attic room, then turns to see a crow come in from the landing through a second door. The crow flutters up onto a wooden beam. Stefan stares at it, his brow pinched. A figure stands in the doorway behind him. He turns to see a slim, handsome guy with mid-length dark hair.
Damon.
Damon cracks an arch smile.
Hello, brother.
Crow's a bit much, don't you think?
Wait till you see what I can do with the fog.
When'd you get here?
Well, I couldn't miss your first day at school. Your hair's different.
I like it.
It's been 15 years, Damon.
Thank God. Couldn't take another day of the 90s. That horrible grunge look did not suit you. Remember, Stefan, it's important to stay away from feds.
Why are you here?
I miss my little brother.
You hate small towns. It's boring. There's nothing for you to do.
I've managed to keep myself busy.
You know, you left that girl alive tonight.
Mm-hmm.
It's very clumsy of you.
That could be a problem for you.
Stefan's eyes narrow.
Why are you here now?
I could ask you the same question. However, I'm fairly certain your answer could be summed up all into one little word. Elena.
Damon smiles mischievously. Stefan gives him a stern look. A van emblazoned with the words Animal Control Unit is parked at the scene of the party from which people have now departed. Matt watches as men load Vicky into the back of an ambulance on a gurney, his breath visible in the cold air. He gets in behind her. Elena stands watching from afar. Bonnie strolls up beside her.
Hey, we're gonna go mainline coffee and wait for news.
Elena nods.
I gotta take Jeremy home. Elena, there's no way I'm psychic. I know that. But whatever I saw, or I think I saw, I have this feeling. Bonnie, what?
Bonnie chooses her words carefully.
That it's just the beginning.
Elena blinks. Damon.
She took my breath away. Elena. She's a dead ringer for Catherine.
Stefan paces.
Is it working, Stefan? Being around her, being in her world. Does it make you feel alive?
She's not, Catherine.
Well, let's hope not. We both know how that ended. Tell me something. When's the last time you had something stronger than a squirrel?
I know what you're doing, Damon. It's not going to work.
Yeah, come on. Don't you crave a little?
Stop.
Let's do it. Together. I saw a couple girls out there. Or just, let's just cut to the chase. Let's just go straight for Elena.
Stop it!
Imagine what her blood tastes like. I can't. I said stop!
Stefan sprouts fangs and propels himself at Damon. They crash through the window and fall two stories to the ground. Stefan lies face down in broken glass. He picks himself up. Damon stands nearby, unharmed.
I was impressed.
Stefan stares at him.
I give a 6, you missed on style, but I was pleasantly surprised.
Stefan scowls.
Very good with the whole face thing. It was good.
You know, it's all fun and games, Damon, huh? But wherever you go, people die.
That's a given.
Not here. I won't allow it.
I take that as an invitation.
Damon, please. After all of these years, can't we just give it a rest?
I promised you an eternity of misery, so I'm just keeping my word.
Just stay away from Elena.
Damon squints.
Where's your ring?
Stefan looks down.
Oh, yeah, the sun's coming up in a couple hours, and poof, ashes to ashes.
Stefan knits his brow and stares down, his mouth agape.
Relax.
Damon steps forward.
It's right here.
He proffers the ring in his palm. Stefan takes it and slides it onto the middle finger of his right hand. Damon throttles him. He flings Stefan against a wall. Stefan crashes to the ground.
You should know better than to think you're stronger than me. You lost that fight when you stopped beating on people. I wouldn't try it again.
Damon's ears prick up as he hears a noise from the house.
I think we woke Zach up. All right, Zach.
Damon strolls casually towards the large house. Elena finds Jeremy.
You okay?
He shrugs her hand away.
I called Jenna, she's on her way.
There are cop cars nearby. Jeremy holds a beer.
Those people in uniforms? Last time I checked with the police.
He rolls his eyes, then swigs from the bottle and discards it. Elena shakes her head.
People are gonna stop giving you breaks, Jer. They just don't care anymore. They don't remember that our parents are dead because they've got their own lives to deal with. The rest of the world has moved on. You should try too.
I've seen you in the cemetery writing in your diary. Was that supposed to be you moving on?
She lowers her eyes and purses her lips.
Mom and Dad wouldn't have wanted this.
Jeremy is tearful. He blinks and looks away. Bonnie sits with Caroline at the Mystic Grill.
Are you sober yet?
She's bleary-eyed.
No. Keep drinking. I gotta get you home. I gotta get me home.
Why didn't he go for me? You know, how come the guys that I want never want me?
I'm not touching that.
I'm inappropriate. I always say the wrong thing. And Elena always says the right thing. She doesn't even try. I mean, just picks her. And she's always the one that everyone picks for everything. And I try so hard, and I'm never the one that...
It's not a competition, Caroline.
Caroline gazes thoughtfully at Bonnie.
Yeah, it is.
Matt sits in hospital at Vicky's bedside. Her eyes are closed and she's hooked up to an IV drip. Matt wears a solemn, disconsolate expression. Vicky's eyes blink open and her brother's face lights up. Her neck is bandaged. Matt's eyes rove in thought. At home, Elena sits under a blanket by her window.
Dear Diary, I couldn't have been more wrong. I thought that I could smile and nod my way through it. Pretend like it would all be okay. Some things we
don't talk about. Stefan looks at the picture of Catherine.
I had a plan. I wanted to change who I was. Create a life as someone new. Someone without the past.
Without the pain.
Someone alive.
Jana finds Jeremy staring at a picture of his parents.
But it's not that easy. The bad things stay with you.
They follow you.
At the grill, Bonnie leaves Caroline alone at the table. Damon is watching her.
You can't escape them, as much as you want to.
She spies devilishly handsome Damon watching her, and he smiles. Her eyes light up. She lifts her eyebrows suggestively and beams. Damon stares at her like an animal eyeing its prey. Elena continues to write.
All you can do is be ready for the good. So when it comes, you invite it in, because you need it. I need it.
She looks out of her window to see Stefan on the street outside looking up. She opens the front door to him.
I know it's late, but I needed to know that you were okay.
You know, for months, that's all anyone's wondered about me. If I'll be okay.
What do you tell them?
That I'll be fine.
Do you ever mean it?
Me tomorrow.
He stares at her intensely.
It's when we're in the house. We can talk. Would you like to come in?
He smiles.
Yes.
He joins her inside. In yellow letters, The Vampire Diaries. ITFC audio description.
And because we couldn't leave you there till next week, the brand new second episode of Vampire Diaries is on the way next. That's going to be followed by more blood-sucking goodness in Van Helsing.